Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Mini Secret Show for Wednesday, August 31st, last day of August 2022. Our special guest today is V Hale. V, always wonderful to see you.
Hi, guys. Dude, it's September. What's happening to this year?
Right. I don't know.
It's going September.
Away. Like all the years. Faster
Hello,
and faster.
Hello, fall. Hello, best time of the year.
Hello, Hello, heat wave.
Yeah. I'll break out and do a song and dance, even though we're in a heat wave in this state, but that's okay.
Oh, do you have a song and dance ready to go?
I don't know, like with my fake top hat. Here you go. There's my dance.
Oh,
fall is right. The best time of year.
Listen, we're going to run out of time. I don't mean to, you know, rush you into the meat
me
of the stories.
Pour me a shot and a beer.
Nice. Okay.
Oh. I don't know.
It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Listen to this quote from a lady, and I'm going to tell you a little bit of the story, and then I'm just going to leave it, let you guys comment how you'd like, and then we'll move on to somebody's bad advice, okay?
Okay.
This lady says, my new vagina is so tight it squeaks when I walk. Some celebrity, and I don't know who this is, her name is Lizzie Cundy.
Lizzie Cundy?
Lizzie Cundy is enjoying the best sex of her life as she enjoys her surgically enhanced super vagina.
Oh, a super vagina.
They say here she's known for her racy selfies and parading around in bikinis, and now Lizzie Cundy says she's update her sex appeal even further by undergoing a vaginal tightening procedure. The former WAG... WAG?
WAG. Wives and girlfriends of professional athletes. That's what a WAG is. She looks like she's a real housewife in England. She's like a socialite and was married to a soccer player. So,
oh okay. So that's I know her.
She looks like a bimbo.
Well, listen.
She looks enhanced in many ways.
But that's what a WAG is wife and girlfriends of professional athletes.
She had a laser treatment which increases collagen to restore the vaginal wall at the top London clinic. Oh, at London, it's there. Yes, that's who it is.
Yeah.
To help her hunt for her dream toy boy. She's 53, has two sons, and she says, I feel like a new woman with my super vagina. It's so tight it squeaks when I walk. I can barely sit down. I've always felt young for my age, and now I have a vagina to match. And I only date younger men, and they're flocking for a date. I'll be treating my vagina like a temple now. Worship away, boys. What is that?
What is happening?
What is that?
That's attention seeking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she's probably slightly unhinged, and I don't.
Yeah, well, did you see the picture? She seems slightly unhinged. She's had her ass shot up, her face is all fucked up. Like, okay, have a great time with your fancy new vagina just rolled off the.
So I guess the question
squeaks. I can't.
The question is that something? Yeah,
oh,
she's
Lord.
She's creepy.
Oh, she's jacked up.
She's creepy. And you know what? She is one of those people, though. Like the picture that came with the story that I was reading, you look at her. She was in a bikini. And you look at her and you go, well, for 53, she looks great. But when it comes to being, you know, on the worldwide internet in your swimsuit, it's she's 53 the whole time for sure. She's not someone who's in the gym. She keeps getting surgery, but she's not, you know, she's not working out. You can see that. Okay. Whatever you say, lady. But anyway, I'm curious, is that something that you guys ever think about? Like, am I tight enough? Is it, or are you someone that you just go, look, this is how it is. I could do some Kegels, sure, but the end.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
The end.
I've never thought that.
No. Well, and you've also never have kids, but I have, and I still don't care. I'm not trying to have a kung fu grip. And it seems like it still works for the guy that uses it. So I'm just going to say that seems like, and if I did get it, I wouldn't go on the World Wide Web and tell everyone. That would be.
Well, you mean the surgery? About your squeaky vagina? Yeah. God,
I actually don't want a squeaky vagina.
Yeah.
And it actually seems like it might be painful to get. Do you want it to be so tight that it's hard for someone of average size to get in?
Well, I'm guessing she's being dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a sales pitch, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Small penis, because I've never heard a guy ever. Like, I've had a lot of guy friends, so I hear them, you know, talk about whatever. I've never heard them be like, oh, she was loose, man. Like, my penis barely fit in there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was flopping around. Like, that's, like, how loose, like, what are we talking here? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand that. Like, even if you have kids, I know things shift, but I've never heard of that.
But it's just like, another thing girls can worry about. I mean, I'm sure girls worry about everything. Like, is that area tight enough? Like, and who is to say? I guess a dude would be the one to. I don't know.
I guess.
If you were boning someone and they had the fucking gall to say you're too loose, wouldn't you be like, "Fuck you, get out of my bed, never come back"?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Oh,
like how rude. But then I'd be like, "Well, fuck. I guess I gotta go address this situation."
Well, I'd search for bigger dicks. Dude. I wouldn't go and get surgery. I'd be like, I need a bigger dick in here.
I can only go with magnums. I can't, you know, you gotta bring the thunder.
Yeah.
Nothing's gonna happen.
I guess that is your comeback,
bring
right?
Bring the thunder.
I'm loose. You have a small dick. That's what it is.
Yeah. Fucker.
That's probably what I would say. It's that. Oh.
It just seems that way because your cock is so small.
Right. There you go. That's the answer there.
Get out of my house.
All right. Yeah. So I didn't know if that was a celebrity that we'd know about or was commonly known.
She's probably big over there because it says reality star. So it seems from what the quick browse I did that it's like a Real Housewives
type.
In England type sitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So famous to reality TV.
Yeah,
standards,
that's a cry for attention, and good for her. God. You know what? Cry all you want.
She's thirsty.
Right. She
is thirsty, and clearly there are people lined up to drink. So, or whatever you say. I don't know, to give her water. To
I only date younger men.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. Well, that's all that's left. So, I mean, you're like 100. Okay, so I'm a couple years older than her. So what?
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Okay. Hey, Alice fam. Yes, that includes you, Aho, and V. Hale.
Nice.
Here's the situation. I'm a lady in my early 40s in the best relationship of my life, meaning I've had a lot of them, including a 7-year marriage. My partner is also divorced. We finally found our way to each other a couple of years ago, and we both feel like we can finally exhale, like no more roller coaster relationship drama, on the same wavelength, feels like home kind of relationship. We just had a baby some months ago, early 40s. And despite most people's expectations, experiences, we truly are those disgusting people who are in bliss. I think part of it is we really have both put in our bones with past relationships. So we know what we have and we're beyond grateful. Life has never been better. Here's the rub. I have zero sex drive, like zero. This is not news to me, as I'm the kind of person who usually only has a sex drive, and a high one at that, when I'm single or in the beginning hormone-induced stages of a new relationship. I know what it's like to go from a marriage where we weren't having sex to being single, having the best sex of my life, and swearing I'd never neglect that part of myself again. And then I get in a relationship and it just disappears. It's not just the baby. This is the pattern for me. What I need is advice on whether or not to come clean to my partner. See, even though I have zero sex drive, I'm old and experienced enough to know how critical sex is to a healthy relationship. So I sort of play the part. I take care of my partner with an equal mix of BJs and sex and act super into it. I no longer fake orgasms, though. I've come clean about the fact that I rarely come. And in a sense, I am into it since I want the closeness and intimacy it brings us. And it feels so good to know we're doing it. We probably do it about once a week on average, by the way. So do I tell him I have no sex drive and I don't really want it and make it something that we work on together and with a sex therapist? Yeah, I agreed. Yell out the word no. Or do I just leave well enough alone? I'm a total Sarah in this category. I really honestly feel like that'd be fine to never do it. But I know it's something valuable to our relationship. Well, in a perfect world, I'd do my own therapy around it and try to figure out what's going on for me. I really just don't have the energy or time, and I'm okay to be where I'm at with it. But letting my partner think I'm into it, really damaging the relationship? Would you want to know your partner's honest feelings, or would you be better off in the ignorance is bliss category? Thank you, guys. Really, who else could I go to for advice on this? Don't say my name. And let me know if you have follow-up questions. Do not tell him.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
And a sex therapist, a man will not go to a sex therapist. I'm sorry. Like, no dude wants to sit there and be like, yeah, my wife doesn't want to fuck me, doc.
Yeah.
Help us out. It's right. Not like, if you're going to be a therapist for your relationship, I think that's stellar. Fight for it. But that,
the relationship's going great.
If you were like, he grosses me out, I can't stand him.
Right.
But that's clearly not the
case. And dudes don't want to fuck someone. Like, they still want to fuck and they will take a pity fuck. But they don't want it to be a pity fuck every time. You got to just pretend you're into it and get into it. And I don't know. Like, I'm actually more honest with John about it than I would be if I didn't have a fucking radio show where I try to be honest about stuff. You know, like, do I want to? Nah, not really. Is it going to hurt me? No. And do I do it for him? I do. And I pretend I am fucking into it. And then I kind of am into it as that goes on. But mostly, I could stop anytime and be fine. Alex, I noticed that you turned on your camera, and it feels like you've got something to say about this.
I was just going to hop in, you know, if the opportunity came up, which it did. So, but I would want to know, I feel like.
You would want to know she loves you in every way, treasures the marriage and the partnership, but she does not want to fuck you. You'd want to know that.
It depends on, it didn't sound like, I didn't hear every little part, but it didn't sound like he was like gross or something.
No.
It sounded like she just was lacking in that area of the sex drive.
Bliss.
She said she loved him and everything was good besides that part, I think. So,
but she doesn't have a sex drive.
That's mental for her.
But she used to, right?
So yeah, she likes it whenever she's not getting it.
I kind of get where Alex is coming from. Like, I wouldn't want my girl to lie to me and fucking act like she's coming when she's not.
I would totally go to a sex therapist for that. If it was like, hey, this dude's brutal and I don't want to bang him, yeah, I wouldn't want to go to a therapist for that. But if it was like, hey, we need to figure this out, it's a kind of a problem. See, but she said it's not a problem though, so it's, I would still want to know. This one's a little confusing.
It's not him. I don't think if she needs to go to therapy, she needs to go on her own, because something relationship and doesn't want it. She's single and has a crazy sex drive. Like, that's,
I wish there were horny pills. I really do. I really wish there was some pill I could take where I was just like, fuck, there I'm is. Horny. Really, what is it?
A new guy.
Well, I don't know if this
is that it? Yeah. Yeah. That's a good horny
what
pill.
What do you call it?
A new guy.
A new guy.
No, isn't Spanish Fly? Wasn't that like
that's
a big...
That's not real.
I don't know.
That's the Bill Cosby joke. Oh, the pill that'll make a girl pass out is what it is, Bill. You fucking sicko.
I don't know. I just know that... I think it's, and I don't mean this rudely, but that's on her. That's not two people going to a sex therapist. I think there's something for her for some reason when she's settled in.
Yeah, she just she's done. It's over.
I'm kind of with Alex in this. Like, yeah, I don't want to be at a sex therapist when my chick goes, that guy's dick is too small.
Oh.
Like, what?
That's why?
I can't do anything about that.
I thought you just had a low sex drive.
So
turns out it's me?
If the setup is that it's on me the whole damn time, then no, I don't need to be hung out like that. So, but if it's something that like this lady, she wants to have that, okay, I could see both sides, actually. What it comes down to, though, for me, because I've gone through this. We went through some dark days after the first kid.
Yeah.
And we were not doing it. It was a bummer. That chick would go, I'm going to go put the kid to bed, and then would fall asleep next to the kid, and I'd be sitting there on a Saturday night going, what the fuck?
Yeah, kids ruin a lot of shit.
Fuck. Like, this
and
was
it feels
night.
Like you fell asleep on purpose. You knew I was
well,
waiting
look,
for it.
After about 6 months of that, you do start to feel like this is what's going on. Like, man, what's the deal here? So I do think that there are ways you can get help that will help. The bottom line for me, though, becomes here's what I need. I need this once a week, about 15 to 20 minutes of full participation sex. Not the... I'm laying on my side, not facing you, throw it in, pound away until you're done. I mean, Ashley, touch my dick, kiss me.
The roll and lift.
The whole thing. Like, let's just give me... And if you can do that, if you can find your way, whether it's a glass of wine or whatever helps you be able, then I think you're good. Like, I think you could go see a counselor by yourself if you're trying to get more joy from... your sex life for your own reasons?
Or, just to, who knows? Maybe it is it could be a chemical thing. Like, I don't know what happens. This is not an uncommon thing I've heard from
women. No, I think it's really common, actually. I think a lot of women, as they get into a long-term relationship, do settle into, I don't need that anymore. And so it becomes a chore. And my response to that is, yes, I need that chore to be fulfilled 15 to 20 minutes a week. Every week.
Put that chore on your list and check it off.
And I need you to participate. You can't just lay there. You got to be like, yeah, that's your dick. Let me grab that thing.
I like that she's not faking orgasms. Mm-hmm. She came clean about that. I think that's fine. But just acting like you, like, don't, I say, if you're not willing to go and do therapy or whatever, look, this is a big, that's a big can of worms to open.
Dude, it is.
That's like,
I think
that
just
could be relationship ending.
Ending, right. I think just, continue on status quo. He's only asking for it once a week and, do that for him and do it for you too because you like this relationship.
Yeah, you're stoked on everything but this lack of sex drive you have. So just figure out, like, that's the problem, I think, for any guy would be if I'm disgusting and you can't bring yourself to fuck me for 15 minutes. then we're through.
Right. What's the
like,
point?
Okay, I get it. You know, whatever. I've, you know, not in as good a shape, or I'm mm-hmm. aging and you see wrinkles
whatever it
now.
Is, right.
Whatever it is, if you can't bring yourself to do that 15 minutes a week, then we're done. But otherwise, I think that that's fairly normal. The one thing that no one's brought up yet, and she didn't mention it in her letter, and I would say it is an absolute lock for a climax, is a fucking vibrator. Like, if you don't have one of those,
100%.
If you don't have one of those, and if you haven't introduced that into your sex life, I realize it can't get you in the mood. Like, it's all, you know, you're
right.
You're at the dinner table. You're not going to already be sitting on your vibrator trying to get in the mood. But that night, after a glass of wine or whatever you guys do pre-sex, have that vibrator. Either make sure he's got it charged up or make sure you've charged it up. But once he's in you, throw that on your clit and you should be there within minutes.
Yeah. Although,
and even get off if he can watch. Like, guys like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. guys who say, like, oh, you need your vibrator, I'm not good enough. Like, that's it, that has nothing to do with you. It's because it can be really hard for a chick. Like, guys, if you sit there and play with yourself, like, that's a whole...
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
That's a whole show for them. Dude.
Yeah, like, but some guys don't like that show. Yeah, that's a whole thing.
So well, those and then let them throw it.
Usually, it's a young, insecure guy who hasn't been experienced
100%.
That has that sort of adverse
I'm
reaction.
I'm not enough. I should be enough for you.
And in time, you sort of start to realize through some experiences that what you really want is for your partner to get off and have the same finish you do. I mean, I wish that it were the same for women that it is for guys, because just visually, I can walk past a naked lady in the shower and be like, I'm ready to go. I want to fuck right now. So, and that's just a guy thing. We're visually stimulated. I wish it were the same for women. It's not. And it's also not realistic. I've heard other suggestions, even in my own life, where, you know, hey, we should try to be flirtatious throughout the day. And in an ideal world, that would be great. But in a world where you've got two kids and both of them are pulling on you, both different, like, sometimes it's just, we just have to do that tonight and there's not going to be any, you know, early in the day foreplay,
hanky
so to
panky leading
yeah,
up
like,
to it, right?
Like, I'll swat you on the butt when I walk by, but I'm in the middle of trying to entertain a two-year-old. Like, that's, sometimes it just has to get done.
Yeah.
This is the last thing, and a vibrator can help. The end. Yep.
The end. I think perfect. Anybody, 100%. Bryn, anything to add? Anybody else want to throw in? I like that one. Mm-mm. I think that that's a really common problem, and I would just say, vibrator, awesome idea. Do not fucking tell him that you don't have a sex drive. Just do what you got to do.
Maybe talk to a doctor.
Sure,
about sex
maybe.
Drives,
and maybe there's something.
Privately.
Like, you always hear about that, you know, like there's some magic pill or some thing
Spanish fly.
Yeah, it's not that apparently. Apparently,
well,
not.
It's America. Big Pharma has got a pill for everything.
Sure, they do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Send your emails to Bryn, BRYN, at radioalice.com. B, thanks for being on the show today.
Always.
Vincent, wrap us up.
The end.